Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Hello, friends. Jimmy Horrors here from the Night's End podcast. Do you want a delicious story to keep you up at night? Well, then, make sure you take the right door on your way down, as the others could lead to your immediate death. Just search the Night's End podcast on all major podcast platforms and be sure to bring a sacrifice for my things. Trust me, you don't want to see them cranky.
Today's episode of The Other Stories is Bottom of the Stack, written and narrated by Alexandra Elroy.
Hello? Hello, are you getting this? Hang on, I'm adjusting the...
Someone's been messing with the controls. Please tell me you're getting this. Damn, I must be on a one-way system. God, I hope it's a one-way and not a dead end. This system is still very new. I have no idea what form my message is even reaching you in. Maybe you're hearing me on your audio device or it's transcribed somehow. Hell, your microwave could be blinking it out in Morse code for all I know. Anyway, please... Please listen. It is imperative for your survival. This is going to sound crazy, but look, I'm you. Not exactly. I'm kind of a version of you. I'm you from another place. It's fine if you don't believe me yet. Most people wouldn't. You'll see that it's true soon enough. So, for now, just listen. Please listen. My friends and I, we found a way to look in on our other selves in other dimensions. It took us many, many tries, and what we're doing is totally illegal, but we actually succeeded. We're not getting real visuals or anything. We have to decipher data and waves and stuff to get some kind of information. I know you're alive and that you speak my language, some other basic things, and I know some things about your world, too. We read it from the kind of static it emits, the consistency of certain materials, anything we can piece together. That's about it. It's kind of like finding patterns in the white noise of a dead channel, you know? From what we could make out, you are so many layers away from my world that you might not even look much like me. You could be another gender, or be like really tall, or have brown hair or something. But you're definitely me, and I'm you, for better or worse. And there are many more of me, of us. Hundreds, maybe thousands, further than we can see. We don't have a version in every single dimension, but we're in most that I can see, and most dimensions are kind of like ours. There are some slight differences, you know, a few more every layer. I mean, there are anomalies. Some of them are pretty wild, actually. We found out so much about the different dimensions, you wouldn't believe. Anyway, we found something about yours. It's not good. You don't see it yet, but the data circling your reality, it's crystal clear from the outside. Your dimension is dying. I'm sure there have been some signs by now. Maybe the climate has been changing, politics have been in chaos, or diseases running wild. Things stop making sense. We've seen it happen in another place, and then, just like that, well, it's gone now. And it wasn't pretty. If it's anything like that this time, it will happen sooner than anyone in your world expects. And it will be sudden. Too sudden to escape when it happens, but listen very carefully. My friends and I, we wanted to try and help the other selves we have walking around in your world. See if we could ensure your survival. We think we have succeeded, but only partly. We've devised a kind of portal. If all goes well, it should open up soon, and people who are linked to us will be able to step through it, make their way over to us. Now, we're still figuring out how things work, so we can only make the connection once. We had to choose who to save, and, well, we looked at the data, and my friends and I agreed that you should be the one going through. Your connection to us is the strongest. Everything we read from you looks honest and pure. So you were chosen. They're sacrificing their own selves for you, for us. So you know now how special you are to us. We are all working like hell to do this for you when we're almost ready to make the connection. The portal will appear to you soon, and if you see it, you'll know that what I'm saying is true. Please. Please step through. Look, I know you'd feel a lot better if I stepped through first so that you could see me and I could show you it's safe. I can't do that. It's hard to explain why, but I'll try. See, the dimensions are not arranged in a circle. It's more like a stack of pancakes. There is a kind of gravity in it, and reality kind of seeps down through the layers, down to the bottom. The reason our dimension can access yours is because we are the bottom of the stack. You are overflowing into us. Don't ask me what's below us. I don't know. And frankly, it terrifies me. Anyway, we can access your world through the stream, but we can't climb up to you. But here's the thing. You can drop down to us. We've been figuring out the portal technology so we could help you make it through. Look, I'm not going to lie. Our reality, it's different from yours. It is darker. Suffice to say, we've been through some stuff and it has had an effect on us. Your reality is so much higher up, it has shielded you from a lot of stuff. We've seen how beautiful your existence is. You have been leading blessed lives. Remnants, beautiful residue of your world has been trickling down to ours, and we latch on like babies to anything we receive from you. It's like nothing has touched you yet. Anything bad just glides off of you, straight down through the worlds. Anyway, that's why I know a little bit about my other selves, about you, and the danger that is coming. And I want to help you make it out. Don't worry, it's easy. I mean, not for us, it's been super hard to figure out the technology, but it'll be easy on your end. All you have to do is step through the portal when it comes to you. It is linked to the common features in our DNA, so it will let you through, but nobody else. And once you make it down here, you can live with us. You can start a new life here. together with me, another self. Could be fun, right? Like I said, we probably don't look that much alike, so it's not like people would suddenly be seeing double. We can say you're a relative or something.
Reality, as you know it, is like heaven, really.
But it can't last. You are vulnerable to the bad things that are coming. You're so high up, and you have so much farther to fall. Not like us. We are strong, resilient, and almost impossible to kill. We know how to make it through when the bad stuff comes, and we're far better equipped to deal with the dangers that will run rampant. We have to be, you see, because we are the bottom dwellers. And really, that is a good thing, because it means that when you come to us, we can protect you in ways that your own reality can't. And in return, maybe you can bring some of your light and goodness and power into our world. You will thrive here, a golden being with promise and talents the rest of us will never come close to reaching. So I guess, in a way, you would probably be saving our world by coming here too. I just want to save myself, I guess.
Look,
I know it's a big decision to make, to just up and step out of your life and into a new one. It'll probably be hard to leave your loved ones behind, but if you think about it, there will be versions of your loved ones walking around down here as well. Maybe we can try to find them or something. Maybe I'm already close with them, you never know. The others from your reality are already doomed. We can't possibly save them all. But maybe there's hope for you. Anyway, I know this all sounds ridiculous to you now. Just when you see the portal, you'll know what it is and that it's real. It won't be long until it appears, but we cannot keep it open for very long. I'm so sorry, but you'll have to make your choice the moment you see it. Please come. If you want to be safe, I hope you'll come. I would really love to see you. So, logging out. Okay, that's another one down. Check. Oh, hey, Bill. Yeah, just got another broadcast out. Yeah, same story. Please come, please listen to me. You're so special and beautiful, we can save you and shit. Sending this one out to layer 8349. It's picking up nicely now. The signal seems good and strong. How many did you send out today? Hold up, is that from O'Malley's? Shoot me some. Oh, shit. What the hell is wrong with you? Do you have to put tuna on everything? Nah, keep it. Hang on, the portal from layer A224 just made contact and it's engaging. Yep, here it comes. Hand me the rifle. Ooh, right through the noggin. Splash zone. Hey, I think that was one of yours. Kind of hurt your nose. Can hardly tell, man. The higher up they are, the uglier they get. I can't wait to take down one of my own again. I can always tell when they are, you know? Uppity bitches, thinking they're all that. Never looking down their shower drains to see all the gunk that washes off of them. Because that's what ends up with us at the bottom, really, isn't it? The gunk of their realities dregs from all those other usses, already digested and shat out a million times until nothing's left for us. The moment they die, I just feel lighter, like I'm getting a bit of my own back. You feel that too? Maybe we're just spread out too thin or something. Like, if everything that's ours had to go through them first, what the hell are we going to be left with? So if you ask me, we're just taking what's ours to begin with. We're not hurting anyone else technically, are we? Just ourselves. Hey, you got a smoke? Cheers, man. Really, we're just clearing the air by killing them, you know?
Soon we'll be the only ones in the whole damn stack. And we will finally be able to live the high life. What's that light doing on? Shit. Oh fuck, I think it's still broadcasting. I told you not to mess with the fucking controls, Bill. How the hell do I...
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Other Stories. Bottom of the Stack was written and narrated by Alexandra Elroy, edited by Duncan Muggleton, with music by Duncan Muggleton and Tom Robson, and sound effects provided by freesound.org. The episode illustration was provided by Luke Spooner of Carry On House. Alexandra Elroy is a regular narrator and irregular writer for The Other Stories. She lurks by the shallow polders of the Netherlands, waiting for her next bout of inspiration. Find her on Facebook if you dare. Once again, today's episode has been sponsored by The Night's End Podcast. The Night's End is a short story podcast with a focus on dark fiction. It will leave you screaming for The Night's End before each story is through. Go and check that out on your favourite podcast app today. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can help support the show over at patreon.com/hawkandcleaver. You can join our book club, movie club and writing exercises over at facebook.com/groups/hawkandcleaver. You can get t-shirts, mugs, tote bags, and even posters over on our web store at gumroad.com/hawkandcleaver. And you can get help with your short stories and your podcast by heading to theotherstories.net/services. The Other Stories is a production of the story studio Hawk and Cleaver and is brought to you with a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License. That means don't change it, don't sell it, but by all means share the hell out of it. So... until next time.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.